This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you looking for a way out of this mess? That's the expression UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres uses as world leaders get ready to address the General Assembly meeting beginning today. He says the world is fractured by conflicts, climate change, and a cost of living crisis. And in his words, people are looking to their leaders for a way out of this mess. President Biden will address the assembly today, as will Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky suggested on Monday the world body needs to answer for allowing his country's invader a seat at the tables of power.
If in the United Nations still, it's a pity, but still, there is a place for Russian terrorists, it's a question, not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Zelensky is due to address world leaders at the assembly on Tuesday, then speak on Wednesday at the UN Security Council meeting about Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is expected at the council meeting too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. official says the Americans detained in Iran for years and freed in that prisoner swap have now arrived in the U.S. Iran's president is suggesting that the prisoner swap that freed five Americans could be a deal that could build trust with the U.S. The president of the United Auto Workers Union says the strike could ramp up if there isn't some serious progress by Friday at noon. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, a Michigan Democrat, says she's visited with striking workers.
They're feeling resolved, they're feeling united, they're feeling solidarity, and they know what they are doing is right to get their fair share. This is about wage fairness.
This morning, YouTube is talking about comedian Russell Brand, saying he will no longer make money from YouTube after several women made allegations of sexual assault. This is AP News. Here's something for you football fans. More football. The AP Shelley Adler's got this.
There will be more Monday Night Football games this season. Due to the writers and actors strikes, ABC says it will showcase an additional 10 Monday Night Football games this season. Those extra contests, set to appear only on ESPN at first, will now be simulcast on ABC. The move made since the two strikes have delayed most of the upcoming fall television season. Last Monday's game between the Jets and Buffalo Bills averaged 22.6 million viewers, and that turned out to be the most watched Monday night game since ESPN took over the package in 2006. I'm Shelley Adler.
Just added to the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites, a network of ancient American Indian ceremonial and burial mounds in Ohio, the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.